Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul and Mark is absent today. Today my guests are Linda Benson and Lorraine McConnell, who are here to talk about Cyrano's production of Love Lost and What I Wore, which opens next week at Cyrano's. So, Linda, what's this about?
Oh, is this fun? This should brighten your January, let me tell you. I keep telling my husband, this is a chick flick. I don't know if he will enjoy it or not, except the women are so incredibly funny that probably he will. This story is really told by five women who play a multitude of characters. The whole essence of the play is remembering what you wore and how that triggers memories for you. There are lines in it that are terrifically funny. I don't know if the gals can hold it together and not laugh while they're doing this show or not. Well, of course, it's incredibly funny because Eileen Beckerman wrote a very, actually, simplistic book about what she wore with her drawings of the same title, Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Then the Ephron sisters, Delia and Nora, took this book and made a play out of it by adding these excerpts from life so that you get this journey through what women have experienced as told by what clothes they wore. And you have lots of short skits, some monologues, and then something called the clothesline, which appears about four times, where they rattle off subjects ranging from what my mother said to the bra, to a dressing room in a store, their closets, the color black, and then their favorite clothes. So great lines, and it's done without an intermission, which is good. It's 89 minutes of fast-talking remembrances.
And you're one of the actors, Lorraine.
Yes, that's right. I'm so excited to be a part of this project. It's just been a party from day one. We have a phenomenal cast that Linda pulled together, and we all agreed that one of the greatest draws for this project was not only was it an Ephron piece with both sisters involved. I think our audiences may remember Nora's movies if they haven't read her books. So she wrote Silkwood, When Harry Met Sally, and Sleepless in Seattle, and she's a prodigious writer, and her sister is as well. When I was growing up, I read her book, Delia's book, How to Eat Like a Child. These are extremely funny women, and they write relatable, really genuine characters. And so Linda assembled a phenomenal cast, and we've just been having a great time. Did you want to talk about the cast?
Oh, do I want to talk about the cast? I think mostly I just sit back in the chair with my feet propped up and let them go. Oh, Scarlett Boudreau, Missy Williams, and Vivian Melde are sharing this because of some conflicts they both have. So the first weekend, Vivian will be there, and after that, Missy will be. Krista Schwarting, Anya Wyndham, and Lorraine, otherwise known to the UAA students as Ray Ray. So these women are extremely talented, and they've been finding these delightful characterizations to do. So really, I don't have much to do.
Well, and Linda actually gets an opportunity to do something in the very first weekend on Sunday the 15th. She's going to be in the show herself. The Ephron sisters wrote this much in the same format as the Vagina Monologues, in that it's a stage reading in which different actresses can come and embody the different characters in a rotating cast. It's been one of the longest playing shows off Broadway to date because of this ability to accommodate different actresses' schedules. And so Vivian is going to be playing with the ensemble this first weekend and Linda on Sunday. And then very much in the spirit of the production, the following weekends will be with other actresses in those roles.
So I like you as an actress as well as a director, so I'll have to come both time. But it sounds like the staging for this play doesn't require much of a set.
No theater working on from dawn till dusk, the building of a set.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It does not. That's a big draw for me as a director. But I think the stage will look quite pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much great verbiage in this that you won't miss a set at all.
No.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Linda Benson and Lorraine McConnell, who are talking about Cyrano's production of Love Lost and What I Wore, which opens next week at Cyrano's. Next Thursday is the preview, and Friday is the opening.
And Linda was just talking about the set or the staging of this piece, and I think audiences would like to know it's not going to be like The View with a lot of women sitting around talking, although there's some sections that feel very much like that. It's in dialogue, but the Efrons have also sculpted this piece so that we get pulled into these individual women's stories, and the focus is on the storyteller, and we actually get drawn directly into their individual memories. And it's just beautifully written and so much fun.
So that, if I understand this right, so that an actress who was telling her story last may come in and play a role in yours. Is that, am I getting
well,
that
they,
right?
The gals play all kinds of roles through this. Ray Ray does a brilliant Irish bit about her stepmother, a state senator, and the state senator's secret brown pants. She and Anya share thoughts on whether it was good to be fat or thin. There's one about the purse that's stuffed way too full of things. Then the other gals come in with mothers who buy clothes for their daughters and the daughters who refuse to wear them. A recollection of a prom dress. Oh, how important boots are. Your favorite shirt. Favorite dress being given to another child, even though you wanted to keep it. The gang sweater, the paper dress, buying a bridal gown. So these women just share this back and forth or else do monologues. And different characters all the time.
What characters do you play, Lorraine?
As Linda mentioned, I have a multitude of characters throughout, even within what they call the clothesline, when we come in and there's this very quick exchange of memories. Those are populated by different characters. And then I have a woman from, she's Irish-American, but her family's based in Northern Ireland, reminiscing about her mother's bathrobe. Then I play the state senator, which is just a riot. It's a great piece to do.
You'll love the state senator's secret. You must come for the secret.
There's a big secret with those pants. And and then the rant, there's a big rant with the purse. And the thing about the working with Efron material is it's so relatable. I think even if it's not your story, you have a sister, a mother, a friend, a cousin, someone you've met in the store, you've met these women. And the relatability is a big draw, too. I think that women and men are going to come to this and really have a party. I think it'll give men insights into women's relationship to clothes and maybe even their own.
I thought of a state senator as you were speaking.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she has a secret. Anyway. Yes, it's the dialects that the women are doing. They're completely different characters and absolutely marvelous. And in rehearsals, we have to break and say, well, you know, things like, actually, I did have a paper dress. And so the little paper dress thing that Krista does, I can relate to. We've had these clothes or these experiences, and we have to always stop and tell about our own. I think I've gotten to know these women better than any other time in a cast, because we're really opening up to each other about ourselves through clothes.
And I can imagine the audience, at least the female part of the audience, walking out talking about incidents that they had that resembled these. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, plan to hang around the lobby a little bit afterwards, because it would be great fun to hear what the audience members say when they dribble out of the theater.
And talking to, again, about the accessibility of the writing and these characters, one evening, one of our ensemble was a little later, and so Erica Johnson, who's working with us on the show, stepped in and did the role, and just it was enormous fun. It's just an easy, accessible, relatable read and a real party. But it's interesting, the New York Times said that the show was funny and compelling, brought down the house, but the play is not a comedy. It's a story about black cowboy boots and becomes a sad tale of being underappreciated in a relationship. A tale of two women shopping for their wedding outfits ends bittersweetly, and the recollection of a new bra is a quiet testament to a woman's search for dignity while undergoing treatment for breast cancer.
Sounds great.
It's a profound play.
Very poignant in many places.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I'm about out of time. Or we're about out of time. And I'm going to ask you both to stay and help me read the calendar.
Okay.
But I want to thank, first of all, both of you for coming to talk about Cyrano's production of Love Lost and What I Wore, which opens next week at Cyrano's. And my guests today are Linda Benson and Larrae McConnell. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Tonight, from 5 to 8 o'clock, Anchorage Community Theater will be hosting an open house for a trip down memory lane with photos, programs, and posters. Longtime board member Bob Pond and his daughter Teresa Pond will be attending. So stop in, say hello to old friends, and share a slice of pie and of ACT history.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts is presenting God's Favorite, which runs through January 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
This weekend, one of the best well-kept secrets of theater, the Alaska Overnighters, will be held Saturday and Sunday at APU's Grant Hall. These are amazing short plays written in 12 hours and produced, fully staged, in another 12. Well-known local playwrights are given a choice of subjects and a cast at 8 one evening and required to write a play for them by 8 the next morning. The cast and director must have it memorized, rehearsed, and on stage by 8 that evening. Each evening has 4 or 5 different plays. The times are 8 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday, the place APU's Grant Hall. No reservations necessary, tickets at the door.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering acting classes for kids ages 8 through 18, where they'll learn the tools of an actor and what it means to build a character. Saturdays, January 7th to 28th. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net for more information and to register today.
Opening next week with a preview on Thursday, Cyrano's presents Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which runs through February 5th. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.